O Father in heaven, the giver of every good and perfect gift.
主啊，我们天上的父，那一切美善的源头。
We thank you for the greatest gift of all, the gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为一切礼物中最美好的，也就是您的圣子主耶稣基督献上感恩。
And we thank you, Lord, today that by simple faith in him, we can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
那我们谢谢您，我们今天简单靠着信心就能接受这最美好的礼物。
Now, Lord, as we open your word tonight, we pray that you would teach us that we might be like obedient children, ready to listen to your word and ready to obey it.
主啊，求您今天翻开我们翻开圣经的时候，求您教导我们，我们愿意成为顺服的孩子，有一颗顺服的心来领受。
We thank you for your love and your grace toward us. We ask your blessing upon everyone that hears tonight, and we ask your blessing now as we open your word and study it.
主啊，谢谢您的爱和恩典，求您祝福我们今天来的每一位，也求您祝福我们学习的时间。
Last week, as you remember, we looked at the church and saw that there was a universal aspect of the church and also a local aspect of the church.
那上一周呢，我们学到了关乎教会的真理啊，有两个概念，普世的教会和地方教会之间的区别。
We saw that the universal church is made up of all believers, all true believers of all time and in all places, all those who have trusted the Lord Jesus and made him their own.
所以普世的教会呢，是从圣灵降下开始，直到今天，所有的信徒，所有时间里，所有地方的，全部在里面组成的一个，就叫普世教会。
Now the local church is just a representative of the universal church, but it's also a group of believers, a unit of believers that exist at one time in one place.
那地方教会呢，是在普世教会里的一部分，在一个时间，在一个地方聚集的一群，就叫地方教会。
They may meet in homes, they may meet in rented facilities, they may even meet outdoors.
所以他们可能会在家里聚集，可能会在租的地方聚集，甚至可能在户外聚集，这个都不重要。But
if they may be very limited in number.
那也许他们人数有限。
But the Lord Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
但主的应许是呢，你们中间的两三个人奉我的名聚集呢，我就在你们当中了。That
is not just Christians meeting for fellowship.
所以不单单是基督徒团契的聚会啊，这是。Or
for evangelization.
或者说是传福音的聚会。
This is a formal group or unit of believers that say we are going to meet in the under the authority of the Lord as a unit here on earth, and we're going to be a local church.
而是呢，这几个人或者一群人说，我奉主的名，以主的权柄，一起聚集起来。 在这地上，那这样的一群人呢，就是地方教会。Now,
in a local church, there is a place where leadership is appointed, where if the by having elders as leaders.
所以在这群人里面呢，他就会有圣灵差派的领袖，也就是长老。
And may meet together to remember the Lord in the breaking of bread and the drinking of the cup.
然后呢，他们会聚集起来呢，一起领主的圣餐，也就是主的饼和主的杯。
They meet together to worship the Lord and for teaching as well.
啊，他们会聚集起来呢，敬拜主，同时呢，也聚集起来一起学习主的话，也就是教导。
And they meet together for prayer, combined prayer.
同时他们也会聚集起来祷告。
But there is something else that we would like to talk about, and that is that we're studying the gifts of the Spirit. We'll start to study the gifts of the Spirit, and the local church is the sphere of their operations.
所以为什么我们要讲教会呢？是因为当我们讲到圣灵的恩赐的时候呢，我们要知道圣灵恩赐是在哪里应用的，就是在地方教会应用的。
That is the local church as it is understood to be as his body on earth.
地方教会呢，就是神的身体啊，在地上的这个显现啊，载体。
So,Tonight we're going to start to look at the gifts of the Spirit. And we'll be looking at the gifts of the Spirit over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
所以今晚呢，我们会正式开始进入这个主题，就是圣灵的恩赐。我们大概需要2到3个星期啊。
There are, four, I guess there would be four places where there is a list of the gifts of the Spirit. Four books.
那在圣经里有四卷的书呢，讲到了这一个单子，也就是圣灵恩赐的这张单子。
We find two lists in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
在哥林多前书12章呢，我们看见两次。
We find a list in Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章呢，也会看见一次。
We find a list in Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章呢，又看见一次。
And in 1 Peter there is mention, there's a mention there of the gifts.
那彼得前书呢，也提到了这圣灵恩赐的概念。
But where to begin all this is really the question for us.
啊，那怎么才从头开始学呢？我们的问题是。
And what I'd like to do is look at 7 different things concerning the gifts of the Spirit.
那我想做的就是看7个不同的事，再讲到圣灵恩赐的。
And the importance of the gifts of the Spirit, it's so important because it means the very health of a church, a local church, depends upon the gifts that the Spirit gives them.
啊，所以这个是如此的重要啊，是地方教会呢，啊，它要依靠这圣灵的恩赐的。
And there's been a lot of misunderstanding about these gifts.
啊，但是呢，借着人有很多的误解啊，对这些恩赐。
But there's only one real source.Of truth on this subject, and that is the Holy Scriptures themselves.
但真正的权柄、权威的解释呢，只有一个，也就是圣经自己了。
So try and break down our study, we're going to look at it in seven outlines, you might say, of the Spirit of God.
我们想要分一分啊，分成7个点，我们来讲这圣灵的恩赐。
Or rather, the spiritual gifts. First of all, we're going to look at the definition, and then we'll look at the source of those gifts, the scope of those gifts, that is the area in which they operate.
那我们先看这个。定义，然后呢，再看范围啊，然后呢，第二个看源头啊，第三个看范围。
Then we want to look at the purpose of those gifts.
那第四个我们来看目的。
And with this background, then we can look at we can look at a description of those gifts, what they actually are intended to do.
然后呢，再描述这个圣灵恩赐到底是哪些。
Then we like to look at how you might find your gift. What is your gift?
然后怎么来得着、发现这些恩赐。
And then we look at some、scriptural conclusions or exhortations、that we...
Yeah, go ahead.
Exhortations that might be applied, that we might further our gifts.
那我们最后呢会看一些劝勉、如何使我们的圣灵的恩赐呢得着发展。
First of all, the definition. What is a spiritual gift?
那我们先看定义、什么叫做属灵恩赐。
Now I wanted to turn you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
格林多前书十二章。
First Corinthians was one of the earliest epistles written.
格林多书啊，格林多前书是写的最早的几卷书信之一。
First Corinthians chapter 12 and reading from verse 1.
十二章一节，哥林多前书。
Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led.
弟兄们，论到属灵的恩赐，我不愿意你们不明白。你们做外邦人的时候，随时被牵引、受迷惑，去服侍那哑巴偶像，这是你们知道的。
And then he continues in verse 3, Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的。若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
This is an important introduction to the spiritual gifts.
这是一个非常重要的介绍啊，对圣灵的恩赐。
You see, these Corinthians, these Greeks, they had been worshippers of idols.
因为这些哥林多人啊，他们都是希腊人，他们信主前呢都是拜偶像的。
And we know that there are evil spirits that hide behind the worship of these wooden and metal objects.
我们知道有邪灵啊，就藏在这个拜偶像的这个木头、金属的这个偶像之后啊。
Now when he, in verse 1 where it says, Now concerning spiritual gifts, the word gifts is not in...The spirit is not in the original language, is not in the Greek.
所以这个词呢在原文里在希腊文里、它是没有的。
That is, he says there, concerning spirituals.
因为他说呢论到属灵的。
And they, he said they were, as Gentiles, they were carried away by the worship of these evil spirits that stood behind the idol worship.
所以外邦人呢他们就用这拜偶像的方式他们来寻求。
And in their idolatrous practices, there was all kinds of evil spirit manifestations.
所以在他们拜偶像的过程中呢是有各种各样的邪灵的就是拜偶像所显明的那些败坏。
And sometimes even seemingly miraculous things, could have been reported.
那以至于呢有的时候甚至还的确是有一些异能神奇的事情在他们拜偶像的时候发生。
But in verse 3, in verse 2, he says, you were led by those. In other words, you were led by those spirit beings that were behind the idols.
所以第三节说呢他说你们是被牵引啊对第二节是被牵引受迷惑被这些偶像。
But now he makes a different, makes a contrast here in verse 3.
然后呢，第三节呢，他就做了一个对比啊。
Between those evil spirits and the Spirit of God.
和那拜偶像和拜圣和拜神被圣灵感动是什么区别？
And the difference is there, the contrast is that the evil spirits will not say that Jesus is Lord.
区别就是呢假神呢偶像他是不会带着你说耶稣是主的。
But he says if anyone does say that Jesus is Lord, that is by the Holy Spirit.
这就是他说的，那若不是被圣灵感动了，也就没有人能说耶稣是主。
So he says there, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit himself. That is, that someone has truly in their heart bowed the knee and can call him Lord in all honesty.
所以这样说的耶稣是主啊是不是单单嘴巴上是心里他全然的把自己交托给神愿意跪下来谦卑的接受耶稣是自己的主啊是这样的一个从里面出来的说耶稣是主。
Now just as Satan can counterfeit gifts for his evil purposes through idol worship, that's a counterfeit of God's gifts through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以撒旦呢也可以借着这种拜偶像的行为啊人的拜偶像行为做一个假的伪装的属灵恩赐啊来迷惑人。
The gifts of the Holy Spirit then,come from God himself.
属灵的恩赐真正的呢是从神那里来的。
And so let's look at, first of all, a definition of spiritual gift.
对我们先看这定义啊属灵恩赐的定义。
It's from the Greek word charisma.
它是从一个希腊词啊叫 charisma 这个词来的。
It is a spiritual enablement or favor. Charisma means favor or kindness. It's freely given. It's not merited, nor is it earned.
这个词呢，它是有意的，对你也。友好的但是呢同时又不是靠你挣来的是你免费得来的是这么一个词。
Now it's not to be confused with natural ability that we have, that we're born with, or certain talents that we are born with.
我们不要把这个跟我们天然人得着的一些天赋去混起来啊我们生来会得着一些禀赋我不要和那个混起来。
And that's borne out by the next verses that we read there. Let's read verse 4 and 5.
那我们可以先读一下四节和五节，同样一章。
He says there are diversities or different gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord.And there are differences of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位，执事也有分别，主却是一位，功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
So here we have the source of those gifts, and we should examine them closely.
那这里就是恩赐的源头啊，那我们可以要认真看一下。
We read there that the first source that is mentioned, it is the Holy Spirit. And that's what you would expect because that is the subject here at hand.
那这里提到的第一个就是圣灵，当然这是我们能够理解的，因为这是从圣灵来的恩赐嘛。
So the Spirit of God is the source of those differences. But then it says there also there are differences in ministries, but the same Lord, speaking of the Lord Jesus.
那这里呢, 又说呢, 有不同的执事啊, 却是有一位主, 也就是主耶稣。
And then it says there are differences of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all.
又说到功用, 或者说是, 活动, 行动, 也有不同, 神却是一位。
And in the context, that means God the Father.
那神呢, 在上下文, 当然就是指父神了。
So we can see that the Trinity,
这里三位一体的神就全出来了。The
Trinity is involved in giving the gifts to a believer.
三位一体的神都在里面来给到人属灵的恩赐, 所以源头是三位一体的神。First
of all, it's the Spirit of God who gives the gift.
所以首先呢是, 恩赐是圣灵给出来的。
But if you turn over to Ephesians chapter 4,
如果你来看一下以弗所书四章,
and we've read verse 7, we find that the Son also gives gifts.
But to each, 如果你看四, 以弗所书四章七节, 你会看见呢, 圣子也给人恩赐的。
But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift.
以弗所书四章七节, 我们个人蒙恩, 都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
And in verse 11, it says, and he himself gave some apostles and so on. We'll examine that more fully later.
那十一节, 以弗所书四章啊, 他所赐的有使徒有先知有传福音, 我们之后会详细讲, 这些都是从基督那来的。
And also in Romans chapter 12, if you turn there.
我们来看罗马书12章。
And here was our, another list given to us that we'll look, examine more fully later, but tonight we'll just look at that verse 3.
这里也有一个单子, 我们后面会详细讲, 先简单看一下12章3节。
For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说,不要看自己过于所当看的, 要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
And then in verse 6, the reference there is to the gifts. Having then gifts, differing according to the grace that is given to us.
所以第六节,第七节呢, 就讲到不同的了, 它是照我们所得的恩赐各有不同。
So back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
那么回到哥林多前书12章。
So we see the Trinity. The Father gives gifts, the Son gives gifts, and the Spirit gives gifts.
你会看见三位一体的神,父神,圣子,圣灵,他都给恩赐。
But their operations or ministrations are, they are different.
跟他们的应用, 他们的执事呢, 会有不同。
Notice verse 4 again of chapter 12.
我们来看12章的4节, 我们再细看一下。
It's the Spirit of God who actually operates in the believer. He's the one who gives that individual gift to the believer.
是住在人里面的每一个住在人里面, 不同人的圣灵啊, 是他圣灵来把这恩赐给出来的。
Look at verse 11.
看11节。
But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行, 随己意分给个人的。
So it's the Spirit of God who distributes those gifts to the individual.
所以是圣灵呢, 他来分, 随己意啊, 分给不同的人。
Now look at verse 5.
看第五节。
There we read that there are differences of ministries, but the same Lord Jesus.
执事啊，会有不同的区别，服事有不同。
That is, when we have a gift, we administer it as under the direction of the Son of God Himself.
这就意味着当我们有了圣灵的恩赐呢，我们要把它应用在服事里，同时是在圣子基督的带领下。
When the apostles were sent out and the Christians went worldwide, it said that the Lord went working with them.
当使徒保罗被拆，其他圣徒们被拆的时候，去到全地的时候，圣经说呢，主与他们同工在全地。
So we administer those gifts as the servant of the Lord himself. As he served, so we serve.
所以我们应用这些恩赐呢，是作为主的仆人来做工，因为主自己也做工。
Here was the Lord Jesus' testimony, Romans 8:29.
我们看一下罗马书的八章二十九节啊，这是主耶稣自己的见证。
He says, "And he who sent me is with me." The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him.
Romans 8:29?
8:29, that's right.
Romans?
No, John.
Okay, that's better.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I say Romans?
Yeah.
对，他说错了。
That would be confusing. I'm sorry.
约翰福音八章二十九节啊。约翰福音八章二十九节，他说到罗马书了。约翰福音八章二十九节
，The Lord Jesus came to serve, that was his ministry, and we find that one of the key verses in the scriptures concerning the servant of the Lord is found in Mark 10:45.
约翰福音八章二十九节 ，Maybe I read John 8:29 first.
Okay, sorry,
yeah. 所以他说呢，那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他喜悦的事。所以神是，耶稣是神差了来做工的啊。And then Mark
10:45.
然后我们再看马可的十章的四十五节。
He says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.And to give his life a ransom for many."
He said, "Because the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many."
Gifts, the gifts were given by the Lord to be ministered as he ministered, the gifts that the Father gave him.
所以圣灵的恩赐给出来到人呢，是要去服侍人的，就如同耶稣，有从圣灵来的恩赐呢，也是要去完成父神的旨意的。
So that's the example that we have in the administration of those gifts, that we have the example of none other than the Lord Jesus Himself.
所以这个圣灵恩赐的使用呢？我们知道没有别人，只有主耶稣他能带着我们来用，是他是那带领的。
Again, verse 5, it says, there are different ministries, but it's the same Lord who's over all, the Lord Jesus. We serve under him.
回到林前的12章的5节，所以执事有分别，主却是一位，这个主呢，就是带领我们使用这些恩赐的那位主。
They're not for our own selves.
所以这个恩赐不是为了我们自己的益处的。
And then he goes on and says in verse 6, that there are, verse 6, there are differences of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all.
功用也有分别，神却是一位在众人里面运行一切的事。
It's God who works It's his operations that bring about the effectual working of the gifts that brings forth fruit.
是神他在做啊，所以是他的运作或者他的工作呢，才是使我们见到地上的果实啊，也比如说这出熟的果实。
They're given so that God's operations in the world, the Father's plan, is then worked out. His will is performed as we minister the gifts under the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how they're connected together.
所以当圣灵给下恩赐，我们在基督的带领下，在地上进行一切的服事，那最终呢，完成神的工作，神的旨意啊，这就是整个三位一体的神在这个圣灵恩赐里，他的如何的协调，如何的整体运作的。
So they are not exclusively the gifts of the whole, of the Spirit.
所以这不完全就单单说是圣灵恩赐是这样。
They are equally the gifts of the Father and the Son. They are equally the gifts of the Father and the Son.
Okay, 那他也是同等的，是父的恩赐，也是子的恩赐啊。所以这个不单是圣灵的恩赐。
The gifts are given to carry out the Father's will.
啊，因为这个恩赐给出来，要完成父神的旨意。
We serve as the Lord Jesus, the Son Himself.
那我们服侍是如同圣子主耶稣那样一样的来服侍。
To glorify His name and bring blessing to others.
我们是荣耀主耶稣的名，也带给他人祝福。
But it's the Holy Spirit who distributes those gifts as He will.
但是呢，却是圣灵呢，按照他的旨意来分配这些恩赐的。
So there's the source of those gifts, and I think it's good for us to have a look at that. That's a section that's almost always passed over in a study of this.
那这是我觉得很重要的一段啊，其实但是我们学习圣灵恩赐的时候常常会忽视的一段啊，就是三个源头。
Let's look at the scope there.
然后呢，我们再来看范围。
First thing is that every believer has at least one spiritual gift, and perhaps more than one.
那每一个信徒呢，都至少有一个属灵恩赐，甚至多过一个。
There we look now at 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7.
我们看哥林多前书12章的7节。
It says, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For the profit of all.
显在个人身上是要叫人得益处。
There is no true believer that has been born again by the Spirit that has not been given a gift when he believed.
所以没有任何一个真正得救，也就是他接受基督得救，然后圣灵在他里面常住，这样的一个圣徒呢，他没有属灵恩赐的这是没有这样的情形。
Now it doesn't mean that these gifts arrive fully developed.
那这个不等于呢，这样的属灵恩赐来的时候是有完全的得着发展这个不一定。
If you have a natural talent for playing the violin,
如果你有一个天然的禀赋啊，拉小提琴拉得很好的话。
It doesn't mean to say that you don't need hours and hours and hours of practice.
这个不等于呢，你不需要一个小时一个小时长时间的训练，所以这个禀赋不等于你的好成绩，当中还是要有训练。
What you're given is a gift that needs to be developed.
所以你的禀赋或你的恩赐给到你身上，就是你依然要去把它发展出来。
Now, in this world of instant gratification, it's often attractive when someone comes along and says, you can have immediate spiritual power. All you have to do is practice such and such, or I'll teach you how to do such and such.
所以这里呢，我们要警惕一种的情形，就是有我们会有个误解，觉得好像我做一个什么什么样的操作，或者什么样的一个行为，我就立刻会得着一个显然很强大的属灵恩赐啊，这是一个误解。
Does it not even say concerning the Lord Jesus that he grew in spirit?
那我们有没有注意到耶稣也是他在圣灵中成长。
He was perfect from the beginning, but there was development.
他在最初的时候他是完全的，但是他道成肉身的时候，我们还是会看见他讲到他会成长。
So, even in our private Christian lives, we need to grow in grace and in knowledge.
那我们个人的基督徒的生命呢，成长的过程中也是要在恩典和知识中成长长大。
And we'll be looking at how we might develop our gift, how we might discover our gift, and how we might develop the gift as we go along in our study.
那我们之后呢，在学习的过程中会看我们该怎么样使我们的属灵恩赐得着发展，得着成长。
But the first thing there is that every believer has at least one spiritual gift.
首先建立的概念呢，是每一个信徒得救之后至少有一个属灵恩赐。
And no believer has all the gifts.
同样的，也没有任何一个信徒有所有的恩赐。
Oftentimes, some, because of the lack of understanding, they try to be everything to everybody, but no one has all the gifts.
有的时候呢，在也是在误解里啊，有的基督徒会努力使自己对别人呢是所有的恩赐都能显明的这样的模式，这也是误解。
That means that we're dependent upon one another.
所以这样的一个真理就使我们意识到呢，我们彼此是依靠的，不能少了一个。
Now, each believer then, or believe, will have some type of different gifts.
那每一个基督徒呢，他有的是恩赐呢，是多多少少彼此有些不一样。
And again, in verse 11, we read that the Spirit of God works these things. He distributes those gifts as he wills.
如同我们刚才学到的十一节说，圣灵是按照己意啊，把这恩赐分给人。
So in a local church, there might be a particular need.
比方说呢，在一个地方教会可能会有一个特别的需要。
And if we are to have a healthy growing assembly, it's going to need different gifts.
如果我们是一个健康成长的教会呢，就会有不同的属灵的恩赐的需要。
And the Spirit of God will distribute those gifts as they are needed.
那当这些需要有了的时候呢，圣灵就会按照自己的意思把这个恩赐呢分给不同的人。
So, another thing is in Romans chapter 12 again.
我们再看罗马书的十二章。
Each believer can also have a different measure of the same gift or a different amount of that gift.
那每一个基督徒呢，他可以有不同的程度哈，或者说属灵恩赐的不同的程度，不同的高低。
And verse 3 of Romans 12, we read the last part of that verse, the last sentence says, God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
所以十二章的三节罗马书，他说会照着 个人的信心大小。
And then he goes on to say, For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith, and so on.
对，四节开始了，正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这些人，这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言等等啊，就往下了。
So, in addition to having different ministries, we can also have a different measure or ability in that ministry.
所以我们在这里呢，注意到有两个维度，一个呢有不同的恩赐，恩赐种类不同；一个呢是同一个恩赐呢是有程度高低不同啊。Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, I may leave.
All right, you're excused. Good evening, Yanling.
Good evening, Eric. You go ahead. I have been following you all the time.
Thank you very much.
Come.
First Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 5.
我们再回到哥林多前书十二章。
Every believer could have a different ministry for his particular gift.
每一个基督徒呢都有他用他自己的恩赐来服侍。
Says there are different ministries, but the same Lord.
You mean verse 6?
Verse 5.
Verse 5, 对，回到第五节哈，执事也有分别，爵。主却是一位。
In other words, there may be a time, a person may have a gift of teaching, but mostly to teach children. Others may have a gift that may fit to a particular culture or as a missionary.
举个例子，比如说，同样都是有教导恩赐的人呢，有的人呢，他大部分的这个教导恩赐呢，是使用在对孩子的教导上；还有一种，还有另外一个人呢，他也有教导恩赐，但是呢，他却特别的适用于在某一个文化中去教导。那这种人呢，就适合去做传教士，到别的国家去做传教士。
So there's a great variety of gifts and their ministries and how they operate under God's plan.
所以就恩赐的种类以及恩赐使用的途径还有它的这个使用的方法都是有很大的不同的有各种各样的安排的。
And so that it underlines the fact that we shouldn't focus onone particular gift.
所以这句话的意思呢就是说我们不要专门就盯住某一种恩赐。
There's a great focus on the gift of tongues, which Paul says is one of the least useful gifts.
比如说大家都很关注的那个方言的恩赐呢在保罗看来呢其实是在所有恩赐里面最没有用的。
Okay, now we've looked at a definition of the gifts, the source. They come from the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We've looked at the scope of the gifts operating. Oh, I'm sorry, I better let you do some translating.
所以我们已经讲了属灵恩赐的定义，还有属灵恩赐的来源是从父神、子神和圣灵三位一体的神来的。我们也看了它的范畴。就是每一个基督徒他都有一样或者多样的属灵恩赐。接下去我们再往下看。
The source, we've seen the source is not just the Spirit. The Spirit is the one who manifests the gift, but the ministration or the ministry of those gifts are to be done in obedience to the Son and directed by God the Father to fulfill his plan.
所以我们要明白这个属灵恩赐的来源呢不单单是圣灵圣灵呢只是把这些恩赐显出来这些恩赐所做的这个执事呢做他的做的服事呢要顺服主耶稣的带领就是圣子的带领同时呢他也是要按照神的整体的全盘的计划来执行父的旨意。
Okay, so now we want to look briefly at the purpose, some purposes of the gift.
接下去呢我们来讲属灵恩赐的目的。
A believer receives a gift to give to someone else.
一个基督徒呢他领受属灵恩赐是为了给予别人。
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
圣经里面说施比受更有福。
And isn't that like a picture of the body, the human body? Every organ it is not there for itself, it's for the rest, for the good of the rest of the body.
这就像我们人的身体是一样的每一个器官它的作用不是为了它自己的而是为了整个身体其他的部分的。
So a believer is not gifted by God for his own needs or wants, but to build up and encourage his brothers and sisters.
所以神给基督徒属灵的恩赐不是为了造就他自己的而是为了建造他的弟兄姐妹的。
Also, we need to be aware of the wrong, having a wrong attitude. Pride, for example, thinking that yours is the only gift that is needed.
同时呢我们要避免一些错误的态度比如说骄傲好像你觉得自己这个属灵的恩赐是唯一这个教会需要的恩赐就是你这种恩赐了。
So there's that to avoid, pride. But also, the opposite of that is false pride or false humility. By saying, I'm no good, I don't have anything that others need.
就是这个骄傲呢我们是要避免的同时呢我们要避免这个相反的一个态度就是假谦虚就是假谦虚了觉得总是说哎呀我没有什么用处我对别人没有什么帮助我是什么都不是这也不是一个正确的态度。
So in Romans, or in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to 14, Paul gives detailed controls, so that the purposes of those gifts might be fulfilled. Chapter 12, 13, and 14 of 1 Corinthians.
Oh,
all those chapters, those three chapters.
哦，哥林多前书的十二、十三、十四这三章呢，都是讲怎么控制使用这个属灵恩赐的。
And I think we'll just take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, for to begin with.
首先我们来看十二章哥林多前书的十二章。
We'll just do an overview of those chapters, to get a sense of it.
所以我们就快速的回顾一下这三章的内容让我们能够明白为什么我们说这三章都是在讲怎么控制怎么使用我们的属灵恩赐的。
So let's read then, from verse 12 of chapter 12.
我们从十二章的十二节开始读。
For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子，基督也是这样。
Here Paul is emphasizing the unity of the body.
在这里面呢，保罗呢，是强调这个身体的合一性。
And so he adds in verse 13, a verse which we are familiar with, for by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit.
被保罗在第十三节里面呢继续补充来强调这个合一性，这句经文是我们都非常熟悉的，就是我们不拘是犹太人是希腊人是为奴的是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
So he's, and he continues in verse 14, for in fact, the body is not one member, but many.
然后他继续在十四节里面说，身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
And so he's emphasizing there the unity, but now he emphasizes in the unity that there is diversity.
他在强调完了合一性以后呢，他在接下去的经文里就强调这个每个肢体的不同的功用。
He goes on to say in verse 15, for if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, not of the body, and if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body?
若是脚说我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子，若是耳说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能就此因此就不属乎身子，所以这是强调这个肢体的多样性。
The foot saying, because I'm not a hand, because the hand's part of the body, there should be no jealousy, there should be no striving between members, that we all are part of that one body.
所以手和脚呢它都是肢体的一部分，我们彼此之间呢不应该有纷争，也不应该有嫉妒，我们都同属于一个身子。
Because maybe the foot thinks that the hand is much more useful, therefore he envies that hand.
所以这里面这个脚这么说呢，可能是因为他觉得手呢它的用处更广，所以他有点嫉妒手。
So there should be no envy or people saying, why can't I have the gift that somebody else has?
所以我们不应该有嫉妒，我们不应该说，哎呀，为什么我没有那个人所拥有的那个属灵恩赐呢？
That is placing a value of one gift over another.
因为你这样说的潜台词呢，就是你把一个属灵恩赐的价值呢，看得高过另一个属灵恩赐。
Which is a very serious, it can be a very serious mistake.
那这会成为一个非常严重的错误。
Because then you feel a person can be discouraged, thinking that somebody else has more than them, and then they aren't able to use their own gift because they, in their state of envy, or they become useless in the service of the Lord.
因为有这样的想法呢，要不然就会使一个人很灰心，他觉得自己没有什么用处，然后这也妨碍他自己发展，使用他自己的恩赐。另一方面呢，就有可能会造成嫉妒，这样也会导致这个教会的这个属灵恩赐不能得到充分的发挥。
So we don't want to be envious against each other.
所以我们不要彼此嫉妒。
Then he goes on though in verses 17 to 20. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them in the body, just as He pleased, and if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed, there are many members, yet one body.
接下去从17节到20节，他说，若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味儿呢？但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身上了。若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。
So therefore, it's God who designed Adam's body.
是神设计了亚当的身体。
And God formed that man, Adam, our great father, perfectly with many, many different kinds of members, so that the whole body of Adam would function perfectly.
所以我们这个祖先就是亚当，我们的第一位先祖，神造了他的身体呢，是由很多很多的肢体，不同的肢体组成的。这些肢体合在一起呢，使他的这个身体能够完美的运作。
So, we find in verse 11, it's the Spirit of God who distributes the gifts as he wills. But here we find in verse 18 that it's God who sets those members, each one of them in the body, just as he pleased.
所以我们在11节里面看读到呢，说是圣灵随己意分给个人的这些恩赐。在18节里面呢，我们又看是神随自己的意思把肢体聚各安排在身上了。
So God has perfectly formed the body, the local church. Now we're not talking the universal church, that will be perfect in the day that it's completed. But we're talking about a local church being able to function.
所以我们现在在讨论的这个范畴呢是地方教会，因为普世教会呢要等到这个教会时代都结束的时候，它才能是完整完美的。但是在地方教会这个层面呢，神会使它的功能的运作是达到完美的程度。
Now you ought to look at your brothers and sisters differently.
所以你要看你的弟兄姐妹是各自不同的。
You're going to have two questions for them.
你要有问他们两个问题。
What is your gift that I need so greatly?
一个呢就是你身上有什么是我特别需要的恩赐呢？
You need to be humble sometimes to receive a gift.
有的时候你需要足够的谦卑去领受一个恩赐。
Because the answer to your need might be met by someone that you don't particularly think can help you.
因为你能满足你身上这个需要的恩赐呢，可能在一个你觉得你根本想不到的一个人的身上就有。
The second question that a believer might ask is, what can I offer to my brother and sister? What can I do to encourage and help them?
另外一个你要问的问题就是，我能够给弟兄姐其他弟兄姐妹提供什么呢？我身上有什么能帮助到他们的呢？
And so the local church then is the members of the local church are the means by which the local church is actually built up.
所以每一个地方教会的成员呢，都是建造这个教会的一部分，就像一个建筑是一个是不同建筑材料建成的。
Too often what we do is we often look at some particularly gifted person and expect them to do everything.
但呢我们常犯的一个错误呢，就是总是去找一个特别有各样恩赐的人，然后把一切的工作都指望他去做。
And meanwhile, there are a great number of gifts that have never been developed that are wasting away, and the opportunities are lost forever.
然后同时呢，好多其他弟兄姐妹的恩赐呢都没有被挖掘出来，也浪费了使用这些恩赐的一些机会。
Okay, so the verse 21 now.
好，我们看21节。
And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to the part that lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
从21节一直读到26节，眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。不单如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面，不俊美的越发得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭着身子，把加倍的体面给那有欠缺的肢体，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。 若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
Again, in verse 20, he emphasizes that unity but diversity.
在二十节里面呢，他再一次的强调整个的这个身子既是合一的，又是多样性的。
And verse 21 is, we see he's telling or arguing against independence, where one member of the body might feel he doesn't need any others.
所以二十一节这个眼对手说的这个话呢，就是在强调他的独立性，就是他不需要别人。
Especially, a member that is a weaker part of the body.
同样呢，还有一些肢体呢，它是相对更加软弱的。
Do you have simple, maybe weaker members among you?
你身体上是不是也有一些比较软弱的器官呢？
What Paul is saying that they are very necessary.
但是保罗这里面却说呢，它是必不可少的。
Sometimes in a local body, there are believers that we could say, well, they're not important to us.
有的时候我们会在地方教会里面说，哎，这些人对我们，不是很重要的。
We would then be wrong according to the scripture in saying so. They may have great importance that we don't see.
但是按照圣经这句经文呢，我们可能真的是非常错误了，因为他们的需要他们的这个必要性呢是不可少的，我们只是没有看见。
And then there is those members of the body, verse 23, that we think to be less honorable.
二十三节又讲了一些肢体呢，我们看它是不体面的。
We spend a lot of time looking at our faces.
我们总是花很多时间看我们的脸。
In the mirror, we try to present ourselves as good as we possibly can.
然后我们就对着镜子，尽量把自己的脸呢装饰的越完美越好。
And we give an awful lot of effort and attention to our faces.
我们在脸上呢花很多的精力，花很多的努力。
Or the outward members of our bodies through exercise or whatever.
然后以及我们的身体的外形哈，我们往往是通过锻炼身体让自己看起来很漂亮，很健美。
But I think what Paul is talking about here, there are members of our body that are what we call unpresentable parts of our body. I would think perhaps some of our inner organs that provide such vital services to the whole body, yet are don't look very good.
保罗这里面讲这个不体面的肢体呢，他说我认为可能是指我们就像身体里那些内脏的器官，但它发挥的作用是非常非常关键的，但是呢它的看上去却不是那么好看的。
We could take for example, the liver, or the lungs, or the heart.
我们举个例子，比如说我们的肝，我们的肺和心脏。
These in one way are unpresentable parts, but they are absolutely vital to the operation of the body.
他们要是把它拿出来呢，看肯定不是什么好看的东西，但是呢，它对我们的身体呢是极其关键的。
We don't see them normally, they're invisible.
通常我们是看不见这些器官的，他们都是隐藏不见的。
I believe that Paul is using this as an example. Sometimes people that we are more or less quiet, invisible, yet always there among us are some of the most vital members of our local church.
我觉得保罗这里面用这个例子呢，是指一些在我们地方教会里平时特别安静，不怎么出头的，不怎么出众的人，但是他对我们这个教会却是非常非常重要的。
The mouth gets a lot of attention because it's always talking.
但是相反呢，比如说嘴巴，它总是引人注目，因为它总是在说话。
The hands and feet, there's action.
嗯，然后手和脚呢，因为他们总是在有行动要做事，所以也会引起关注。
And hearing and sight, there's always something interesting.
嗯，然后这个耳朵呢，也是它总是听到一些有趣的事。
But your liver continues day after day to cleanse your blood and to protect the life that is within you.
但是你的肝脏呢，它却默默无闻的一天一天清理你身体里的血液，然后维持你的生命的运转。
So what Paul is underlining here is that there should be no independence at all. We vitally need every member of our local church.
保罗在这里强调的就是我们不能去认为自己是不需要别人的 是自主独立的，我们是完全是相互依靠的。
And we need to actually it's absolutely necessary that we give honor to everyone that has a gift and encourage that gift among us.
所以我们要把荣耀归给每一个有恩赐的教会的成员。
Now, chapter 13 is a well-known chapter. We're not going to say very much about it tonight.
我们今天不过多的讲这一章的内容。
Just that if we look at the opening verses there.
我们先看这一章的前几节。
He says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
第一节，我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的钹一般。
Now, the context of chapter 13 sounds like it should be somewhere else in the Bible.
乍一看呢，这十三节的内容好像不应该放在这儿，应该放在圣经的其他部分。
But Paul puts it there for a very important purpose.
但是保罗把这一章放在这里呢，是有非常非常重要的作用的。
Let's finish reading chapter 12.
我们把十二章的读完。
He says now, verse 27, you are the body of Christ and members individually.
27节，你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
And in verse 28, he says, and God has appointed these in the church. First, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers. After that, miracles and gifts of healing, helps, administrations, and varieties of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But, he says, I'm going to show you, earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I'm going to show you the more excellent way.
从二十八节开始读，神在教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的，岂都是使徒吗？岂都是先知吗？岂都是教师吗？岂都是行异能的吗？岂都是得恩赐医病的吗？岂都是说方言的吗？岂都是翻方言的吗？三十一节很重要，他说你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐。我现今把最妙的道指示你们。
And Paul takes one of the gifts of speaking in tongues in chapter 13. He shows the better way.
所以保罗在十三章里面呢，他挑出了其中一种恩赐，就是说方言。他以这个为例呢，把这个最妙的道指示给我们。
The gift of tongues was a special gift that was given by God to communicate the truth of God in a language that the speaker had never learned.
方言这个恩赐呢，是神所赐的，用语言呢来传递神的真理。但这个语言呢，是他从来没有，这个人从来没有学过的一种语言。
It would be the means of a sign, particularly to the nation of Israel.
它可能特别的是给以色列人是起到一个神迹的作用的。
But now he takes the gift and expands that gift exponentially. He takes it to its farthest extreme in chapter 13 and verse 1.
但是呢他就把这个方言这个恩赐呢拓展开讲到他的这个使用的这个极致。
And he says, even if I could speak the tongues, all the tongues that are spoken on the earth, and all the tongues that are spoken in heaven, if there are differences, if I could speak with all those tongues, but if I had no love.
所以他这里用极其夸张啊，就极其极端的一个说法，他说假设我能说万人的方言，并天使的语言，就假设天使和人的语言不一样的话，我连天使的语言也都会了，但是呢，我却没有爱。
That I could have all the gifts, and yet if I have no love, I accomplish nothing.
也就是说呢，即使我有所有的这个恩赐，所有说方言的恩赐，但是因为我没有爱，我就做不了任何事。
The better way that he's talking about, the best way, in order to produce fruit for the glory of God and for the benefit of your brothers and sisters is that those gifts are administered in love to others.
所以他这里面说的最妙的道呢，也就是说为了能够让神的教会还有让你的弟兄姐妹能够受益，你使用你的恩赐的最妙的方式呢，就是要在爱里面使用它。
So that's an argument against those that would say that the gift of tongues, I use it for my own benefit by myself.
所以保罗的这个观点呢，是就可以用来去批驳那些说方言这个恩赐呢是用来造就我自己的这样的一个观点的。
Is that self-love? Is that appropriate? By what we have learned about the sacrifice of our Lord for us, a demonstration of his love?
这种自私的爱你觉得是合适的吗？和我们主所显明的这舍己利他的爱是一致的吗？
And he goes on and said in verse 2, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have faith, that I can move mountains, and if I don't have love, I'm nothing.
第二节他接着说，我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
There'll be nothing there for eternity.
因为对永恒来说，算不得任何东西。
At judgment seat of Christ, it'll be all burnt up. That's wood, hay, and stubble, as he says.
在基督的审判台前，这些用草木和节建的东西会全部都被烧毁的。
And then, again, in verse 3, though I give all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned, but I don't have any love, it profits me nothing.
第三节，我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
What Paul is telling us briefly in this chapter is that the administration, our responsibility and the administration of our gifts is they must be done in the love of Christ.
所以保罗在十三章里用这样简短的话语呢，就是告诉我们，我们使用我们的恩赐，我们的服事呢，是为了别人的益处，是出于爱的，这是我们的责任。
Next week we'll briefly look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and then we'll get into a description of the gifts as we find them in the scriptures.
下周呢，我们会去学十四章《哥林多前书》十四章，可以看这具体的对每一个恩赐的描述。
There are two main categories for the gifts.
这主灵的恩赐呢，可以大致分为两类。
there are foundational gifts or permanent or foundational gifts or temporary gifts, rather.
一个呢就是基础性的就是根基性的或者说是暂时性的恩赐。
And then there are permanent gifts or building gifts, we might say.
第二类呢就是持久的或者说永恒的恩赐或者说呢建造的恩赐。
There's various ways of classifying these gifts, but we're going to use this very simple method to classify the gifts, the permanent gifts and the temporary gifts.
把属灵恩赐呢就各种属灵恩赐分类有很多方法我们呢采用着最简单的直观的方法就是分成两类一个是永恒的恩赐一个是短暂的恩赐。
So what we've looked at tonight then is we've looked at the sphere of the gifts are for the local church. We've defined them. We've seen that their source comes from not just the Spirit. They are from the Father and the Son.
我们总结一下我们今天呢今天晚上的课呢主要是涉及到一个是属灵恩赐的使用范畴呢是在地方教会然后我们还学习了这个属灵教会的定义还有属灵教会属灵恩赐的定义还有属灵恩赐的源头属灵恩赐的源头不仅仅是圣灵它也包括圣父和圣子整个三位一体的神都是它的源头。
The Spirit gives the gift, He manifests the gifts in the believer.
圣灵呢是把这个恩赐显在这个圣徒的身上的。
The Son, the Lord Jesus, administers that gift. As we administer that gift, we are in obedience to the Son.
然后我们是顺服主耶稣的带领来使用这个恩赐来服侍的。
But it's God the Father, who brings about the effectual working of those gifts in others.
然后父神呢是使我们这属灵恩赐的使用的效果在其他人身上的效果显明出来的。
It's God the Father who works in all in all.
是父神呢是在众人里面运行一切的事的那一位。
Then we looked at the scope of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, and they were that all believers have a gift, and they're different gifts for different purposes.
我们也学习了属灵恩赐的范畴，就是这个赐予的范畴是每一个基督徒都有一种，至少一种属灵恩赐，每个人的恩赐都有不同。
And then we looked at further at the purposes for which the gifts are given.They are for the benefit of the church itself.
然后我们最后学习了属灵恩赐的作用，它是为了整个教会的益处，所赐下的。
So next week we'll take a look at the description of those spiritual gifts, and, Mr. Summers.
我们下周再看具体来看这些属灵恩赐的不同的描述。好我们先请 Harold 给我们做一个祷告。
Amen. Thank you, Eric. That's a good introduction on this subject and a good foundation. Thank you very much.
谢谢 Eric, 今天讲的呢给我们这属灵恩赐这个话题呢打了一个很好的根基也是做了一个很好的铺垫和介绍。
Let's take a minute now and close in prayer and thank the Lord for His goodness.
我们现在花一两分钟的时间呢，做一个结束的祷告，向主表示我们的感谢。
Now, Lord, we've been spending the evening on the subject of gifts. And in a very simple way, we want to thank you for giving us these gifts.
主啊，我们今天晚上花时间来学习关于恩赐的真理，我们就简单的单单的向您献上感谢，为的是你赐下了这些恩赐给我们。
It is true that we are an undeserving people to receive anything from God the Father, from the Spirit, from the Lord Jesus Christ, but to think that you have bestowed these rich gifts upon us, we give much thanks.
因为我们都知道我们是不配的，我们不配圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的神赐下我们这样丰盛的恩赐，但是我们就为您真的给我们的这样的恩赐而感谢。
And Lord, we thank you for helping us understand the gifts. The gifts are from the Spirit, and the Spirit is hard for us to understand. And so the gifts of the Spirit are going to be hard to understand. But you're giving us insight and wisdom, and we thank you for that.
主啊，也谢谢您帮助我们去理解这些恩赐，因为这些恩赐是圣灵所赐的，圣灵本来就很难让我们理解了，那圣灵赐下的恩赐也一定很难理解，但是我们谢谢您给我们这样里面属灵的看见和智慧，让我们能够明白。
And so Lord, we have two requests to make. Number one, we pray that you will help us to develop the spiritual gifts that you have given us for the benefit of others.
主啊，我们有两个请求，一个请求呢，是求您帮助我们发展我们的恩赐，能够造就别人，对别人有益。
And we pray that you will use these gifts. Help us, Lord, to use these gifts for the benefit of the church and each one in it.
我们第二个请求就是求您帮助我们能够把这些属灵恩赐使用出来，为了教会的益处，也为了教会每一个成员的益处。
The fact is, Lord, we want to be able to do our part. We want to be faithful as we do our part in the body of Christ.
主啊，因为我们真的很想尽我们自己的一份力，在主耶稣基督的身体里面做好我们这一份子应该做的。
And so, Lord, we thank you for helping us tonight, and we look forward to our future times together, that you will continue to teach us and bless us and use us for your glory.
主，我们为今晚的时间感谢您，我们也求您继续祝福我们将来一起相聚的时间，愿您祝福我们，使用我们。
And we pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祈求和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all tonight.